especially since he's threatening to wake up. I must have had a nasty look on my face because he raised an eyebrow. I said, it'd be fun to watch him try to get used to the new world he'd wake up in. Croker smirked. You'd want to stand upwind. He'd shit his guts out when he saw how far we've come. By the by, as long as you're here, it'd be handy if you'd go see Lady. I sent her your maps. She's going to pick off Narayan and catch the girl. If anybody asks you about the maps, all you know is that we captured a couple of Mugabe's officers who used to belong to Overlook's garrison. I grunted, not entirely thrilled. I wouldn't be able to lie to Lady convincingly. Experiment with this. I have to know if we can get along without smoke. I already know about one severe handicap. Huh? I can't travel back in time when I'm on my own. He sucked a bunch of air in, blew it out. Wouldn't you know? There had to be a catch. Smoke's got job security. You said you'd talk to One Eye about keeping him from waking up. He wasn't much help. Is he ever? If you see him, send him over. Right. I got out of there, paused outside to stare across at the encampment below Overlook's wall. I said, the boss wants me to go over there and show Lady how to manage her business. It was a bright, sunshiny day. There was enough breeze to carry the smoke and stench away. Ty Day observed, maybe some of the ground will dry up. Most of the snow had melted. It was springtime. Around Kialune, that meant mud season. Mud would mean bugs eventually. I wondered if melting snows would cause floods that would chase Soulcatcher out of her hideout. It was time spring came to Kialune. It had arrived already everywhere else. Chapter 56. I figured you'd crawl out of the woodwork pretty soon, Willow Swan grumbled when I joined the crowd around Lady. Her staff were munching rolls one-handed while she told them what she wanted done so she could catch Narayan. You turn up every time things get nasty. Blade showed me a smile.
The man needs a girlfriend.
Thought he had one, only she already has a boyfriend.
That's where she was last night, huh?
Maybe. It might explain why Croker was so damned groggy this morning. That man just had one adventure after another. Lady was saying, there were shadows in there before, but Jawaral says they haven't been a problem lately. These charts supposedly show us where we can find the Shadow Weavers, if we want. I want. We'll take them out before we go after the Deceiver. Ah, Mergen. She had to spot me. I muttered to Blade. I looked for the inevitable crows. They were notable for their scarcity. The couple I did see acted like they were blind drunk. Lady had employed some spells to diminish the flow of information to her sister. You stand out in a crowd, Swan told me. The women always notice you. Lady continued. Come here. The captain sent these charts. What do you know about them? They're supposed to be reliable.
100%, unless there'd been some heavy renovations in the last few hours.
They aren't very extensive.
Bitch and gripe, bitch and gripe. Nobody is ever satisfied. One I should go dig the guy up and let you do some kind of necromantic thing on him?
She gave me such an ugly look that for a moment I was afraid she would call my bluff. But she didn't doubt me. She just wasn't getting the kind of fear and respect she expected.
She relaxed, told me, except